We begin Bezus Hashem Vav Amud Aleph, about six or seven lines down from the top of the two dots, Mafrish and Kohen Gadol. That takes us back to the Mishnah, Bezus Amud Aleph. Mishnah had said, Mafrish and Kohen Gadol, Mi Beisai Lelishkas Barhedrin. 7 days, and as we saw in the Mishnah, it's 7 days before Yom Kippurim, they separate the Kohen Gadol, the one who is destined to do the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim, and they bring him away from his house to a chamber in or right off the Azara called the Lishkas Parhedrin. So the Gemara starts off with a question. The Gemara asks, Lama Mafrishin, why do we separate him? So the Gemara says, Lama Mafrishin, have you missed the last seven shiurim? That's what we just discussed. Either e kidikarmina, like we just said, either Rabbi Yechanan, either according to Rabbi Yechanan, who learns it out from the miluim. There's actually a special drusha. The pasuk by miluim says lasa is lechaper, and we learn out from there that is an additional time you have to separate the Kohen Gadol, namely before Yom Kippurim, and also the Kohen who's going to burn the Paraduma. Either Reish Lakish, or Reish Lakish had his own opinion on the matter. We learn it out from Har Sinai, just as Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate for 6 days, and we added a seventh, Kedi Islay, as he held. So what's the question? Says the Gemara, Hachi Kamai, this is all you mean to ask. Mi Beisai Lama Pirish. And that is, you want to take this Kohen Gadol and separate him and get him focused, and his mind should be prepared, and get him used to train him in for 7 days in the Beis Hamikdash. That I understand. But mi beisei lama perish. But why does he have to be separated entirely from his wife for 7 days? What's the question exactly?
Why can't he go back home to
sleep with her?
So we have two different opinions here. You say, why can't he go back home?
Home to sleep.
Why? Good. That's the way the Tosfos Yeshanim learns. Right? He doesn't have to be locked in for 7 days, right? Let him be there during the day, but if he wants, let him go home. You think Aaron HaKohen never went home in the 7 days of the Miluim? He also went home if he had to.
Would he still require appreciation from his wife when he's home?
Okay, good. So now we get to a little bit of a different question. And really the way Rashi and Tosfos ask the question is, not so much could he actually leave him, for him personally, does he have to be confined to this room, but does he have to actually be separated from his wife? Does he have to, is this, you know, we know there's a halacha on Yom HaKippurim, one can't have marital relations. Okay? Tisha B'Av, you can't have the first night of Pesach, the night of Shavuos, but where does it say that Kohen Gadol can't live with his wife? So that's the question. The Rashi learns the question like this. Why does he have to be separated, and why can't he live with his wife? How does Rashi understand the question? Rashi says like this. There's an interesting halacha. And that is, if you're in the Azara, okay, in the main room where they shechted the Karbonis, and that's where the Mizbeach was, if you're in the Azara, you're not allowed to sit down. The only people that are allowed to sit in the Beis HaMikdash is Malchei Beis David. If you're a king from the household of David, yeah, if you're in the Davidic line of kings, and that means there were a lot of kings who were not in the Davidic line, starting from Yeravam ben Nevat, right? That started the whole fight of why he says, you know, I'm going to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and I can't be sitting down, and my counterpart king of Yehuda is going to be sitting, I'm building my own shul. A lot of shuls started just from issues like that. So Rashi says, I understand that in the Azara the Kohen Gadol can't sit down. But in this side room, he certainly can sit down. You don't expect him to stand for 7 days straight. If he could sit, he must have a bed there too. He could lay down too. So Frank Rashi says to the Kasha, why can't his wife come visit him in the Lishkas Parhedrin?
So bring all his family, bring the children, bring everybody.
All right. But really the question is right here, is if, of course, there should be no problem with his children coming. But there seems to be a question here, why can his wife come and live with him? Tosfos is bothered by this way Rashi learns. Rashi, I understand you're not in the Azara proper. You're off to the side. You're in the room. But you expect the Kohen Gadol to live with his wife? What happens if a man has marital relations with his wife? He becomes a Balkari. Right? Okay, there's no prohibition in being a Balkari. But the problem is, it creates a status of Tumah on the Kohen Gadol. And if Balkari, says Tosfos, cannot be in the Azara. And not only can't be in the Azara, he can't be on the Harabayis. Kol Harabayis of Machan Leviyahu. For those that are updated with the Parsha this week, Parsha's Bamidbar tells us about all the camps, right? The middle camp is Machan Leviyah. Machan Leviyah has the status of the Beis HaMikdash, or the Harabayis actually. So a Balkari can't be this. But Rav Tosfos says, the Gemara is welcome, Balkari ain't a Rashi Likonis Machan Leviyah. Azov, v'chol zov, l'rabbis balkari. So therefore, Tosfos says, Rashi, even who want to tell me that it's not a problem of sitting down, is not a problem of technically having relations with his wife, but the problem is at that point he'll be a balkari, and then again he can't be on the premises. So Tosfos learns the question is, but why can't his wife come to the mechila achas b'harabayis? This is one of these under tunnel chambers below the harabayis. And there, Tosfos says, that's not a problem for his wife to be there, it's not a problem for him to be there, even if he's a Balkari. And that's what the question of the Gemara is.
So if he's allowed to bring his wife to Beit HaMikdash, why can't go home now if he can't have a relationship?
Yeah, again. So but let's say we have a reason, we want him to stay focused and be in the Beit HaMikdash the whole time. But why can't his wife come? You know, he has an obligation of living with his wife during that week. So why can't she come? That's the question.
I thought all the idea to be in Beit HaMikdash, not home, to be separate so can be have a relation and have a care. That's the idea to stay in Beit HaMikdash.
That's the reason you mean?
Yeah.
No. So the Gemara's question is, that should not be a problem. Why? Because again, a Balkari would mean, as the Tosfos Yeshana speaks out, meaning if he's a Balkari, so that day he can't do the part of the Avodah, he can't...
So he can practice for him.
So that one day he won't, and he'll go to the mikveh that day, comes that night, and he's good to go the next day. Says the Gemara like this, so that's the question of the Gemara. So really, to answer Tosfos' kasha on Rashi, again, Rashi learns, come to this Lishkas Barhedrin, which is a room off of the Azara. Tosfos asks, how could you do that? If that's part of the Azara, it's on the Harabayis. Tosfos answers, he's going to the underneath tunnels. And that's not part of Harabayis. That doesn't have Kedusha. So the Pnei Yeshua is going to make the following diak in the Gemara. And the Pnei Yeshua says, no. I understand, Tosfos, we have to make sure that this Kohen Gadol is not a Balkari. But the question of Gemara is, why can't his wife just come and be with him? They won't live together, but they'll shmooze. They'll be misyachet together. And as why does it say separate mi beisai? You have to separate from his wife, right? Why? Let his wife come and let them have coffee and tea together. That's the question. And you'll see the Gemara is going to answer, and that's how the Pnei Yeshua says, that's how Rashi learns. Let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira said, Shema timsa ishtai safik nida, because maybe he will find that his wife is a questionable nida v'yavayaleh and have relations with her. Says the Gemara right away, Atu b'rashi yaskinan. Are we talking about Rishayim? We're talking about people who have no regard for the halachas of the Torah. You think he's going to live with his wife who's a nida? Ella, the Gemara says, no. This is really what our problem is. Shema yavayal ishtay v'timtza safik nida. In other words, maybe he'll have relations with his wife, and maybe she will be a suffix nida. We're going to explain what that means in a moment. And if she's a suffix nida, then we have big problems on our hands. Because then he's basically going to be an inappropriate Kohen Gadol for 7 days, and he's going to miss his chance of serving on Yom HaKippurim. So just getting back to the Pnei Yeshua for a moment, you see what the Gemara says? Shema yavai al ishtoi. Maybe he'll live with his wife, and then maybe he'll find that she's a suffering nida. Says the Pnei Yeshua, beautiful diak. He says another thing. The question of Gemara was, why do you have to leave his wife at home? Let his wife come and sit with him in the Lishkas Parhedrin. And that the Gemara says, no, because that may be too tempting for him, and he may, yes, live with her, and then we may find out that she is actually a Suffolk Nida, and then he won't be able to be the Kohen Gadol for the Yom HaKippurim services. Now, what's this whole thing with the Suffolk Nida? So that we're going to see in a moment.
We do trust him all his life that when, you know, these things have to be taken care of at home, he's trusted. Why not here?
We trust him when she's a Nida that he won't live with her. But here we're talking about she is not during her Nida period.
You make a gazera that, you know, you just can't do it, have relations for those 7 days.
Yeah.
It's a law.
Yeah, so that's the Gemara's question. What are you worried about? So the Gemara says, you know what? We're talking about the Kohen Gadol. We're talking about one time a year. One day a year, right? This is his moment of glory for the Kohen Gadol. This is what he's waiting for. The Kohen Gadol is the only one that can do the Avodah Yom Kippurim. Yeah? And we want to make sure that he's ready for it, and he wants to make sure. So therefore, they made a takana. You know what? So what's best is, leave your wife at home. And therefore, you'll save yourself problems. Yeah.
Couldn't you say that
if
this would be a problem that he really made up
his way for the Kohen Gadol? I think the Kohen Gadol, on Yom HaKippurim, he has to be a Malach. Before that, he's a human being.
Okay, exactly.
We don't
hold him to a higher
step. We could. According to this Teretz, what Bnei Yeshua was explaining, is that we're worried that the Kohen Gadol, within a 7-day period, may have relations with his wife, right? And that may then, he could rationalize to himself and say, listen, you know, he'll live with his wife and he'll hope for the best that she won't be a Suffolk Nida. So we're trying to make precautions that this doesn't happen. So we'll have our Kohen Gadol, who's the Lechatchila Kohen Gadol, who's been separated for 7 days, because if he becomes Tamei, we have to use the backup, who wasn't separated for 7 days. So we want the Lechatchila. Let me, before we do the next Gemara, I'm going to read you a Mishnah in Nida, Navyu Dalet, Amid Aleph. And the Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says, Derech B'nois Yisrael, it was the ways of Jewish women, that Misham Shais B'Shnei Edim. They would have relations with husband and wife with two edim, meaning two cloths that they would be able to inspect, both the man and the woman. Echad loy ve'echad lo. What they would do was that right after the husband and wife would live together, he would check himself and see if there's any blood. And if it's nimsal shalay, if he finds on his male organ, he finds blood. Now obviously blood's not coming out from him, we would hope not, right? Otherwise he's ill. And we have to assume that what happened was that during the intercourse, she had seen blood, she had menstruated, and that makes her tummy, and that makes him tummy. And for that they have to bring a carbon, because they've unintentionally have transgressed the Isser of having relations with Anita. But if it's Nimtza al Shalah, what if she finds, by her doing an inspection, she finds it, blood? So the Gemara says, Mishnah says like this, if it's Oisyaim, if it's immediately she finds it, then you have to assume that the blood was there even while they were having relations. If she finds it a little bit after that, which is the amount of time, in time-wise, is the amount of time that she will get off the bed and take this cloth and check, then she is Tamei Misafik. And if you find it beyond that time, then Rabbi Akiva says, she's still Tamei Misafik, and the Chacham say no. If it's beyond that time, everyone's still kosher. You don't have to assume that he's tummy. You don't have to assume that it was there at the time when they were relations. Yeah. Correct. So in other words, we don't have to assume that it happened previously. Now, why this was so relevant? Huh?
Times like 1 minute.
Yeah. So you have basically immediately. And then you have, let's say, within a minute. We'll say for argument's sake, a minute, and then you have beyond a minute. Okay, so beyond a minute seems to be a machleis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Yeah. Okay. Now, why was this so relevant? Why did they do this?
For the Kohen
No. This was the Derech B'nai Yisrael. This is just the way they used to the practice they used to have, the women and Jewish women. Why they do that? Because back in the times of the Mishnah, they were dealing with always being in a state of purity, always being tar, and all the food that they touched, they wanted to make sure was b'tara. So they would always check themselves to know, well, if I'm tummy now, so she has to make sure that she's going to have someone else handle the food, and she has to know that if she is tummy, so they backed it up for 24 hours before that and assumed that all the food she just made in the last 24 hours are tummy. Now, you're allowed to eat the food, it doesn't make it non-kosher, but someone who's strict to only eat food that's pure would not touch such food. So that's the rule in terms of Tumah V'Tahara. In addition to that, they said if it's found at a time, which in, let's say within that 1 minute time, she finds blood, then not only is 24 hours previously all of the food that she handled is Tamei, but as well, her husband is also Tamei. Okay? And that's what we do, Metama Boyala, Meislais. Then we also make the Boyala, the one who had relations with her, also Tamei for the last 24 hour period.
And
that could be too, but it's more relevant to that he now has to wait 7 days.
7 days from the 24 hours ago, or 7 days from that?
Because it's 1 day, because 1 day's already passed.
No, it's 7 days from now.
So what's the 24 hours back then?
No, let's see. That's a good Shiloh. Let's see what the Gemara says. Is it very warm in here? Yeah.
Mm. So. Where's the grill?
Let me just put, huh? Just put that. So let me just. Let me just put the a little bit further. Sorry. Okay. There we go. Okay. So says the Gemara like this: Amru Rabbanan Kamei de Rav Chista. The Rabbanan said before Rav Chista that Keman Kirabi Kiva. This whole concern that we're worried that the Kohen Gadol, if he's able to be with his wife within the 7 day period before Yom Kippur, is that maybe he will have relations with him, and maybe she will be found to be a Suffolk Nida. In other words, if she finds it immediately, that's like almost a Vaday Nida. We know that. But if she'll find it a little after that, within, let's say, a 1 minute period, and it should be a Suffolk Nida, and that must be Rabbi Kiva de Omar Nida Metamas Boyala. Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that not only is she Tamei, but also her husband is Tamei. And since her husband is Tamei, so we're going to be concerned that if we allow the Kohen Gadol to be with his wife during 7 days, and then they have relations, she may become out to be a Suffolk Nida, and that makes him Suffolk Tamei. So he's Metamas Boyala. The Rabbanon, because if you go with the opinion of the Rabbanon or Amri, they say, "Ein need the metamas boyala," like we saw in the Mishnah. They say that the husband does become tummy. That's what they told Rav Chista. Amalu Rav Chista, no. Afilu tema Rabbanon, even if you want to say one opinion Rabbanon, ad kan loy pligi Rabbanon lead Rabbi Kiva. When do the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Kiva? Ela ba'achar achar. Beyond that 1 minute time. Again, let's review quickly. There are three stages for the woman checking. There's immediately, as soon as the bia is finished. Then there's the amount of time it takes to get off the bed and get the cloth. So we say that's about within a minute's time. And then there's beyond that minute time. So says Rav Chista, when did the Rabbanan say that the husband is of no concern to be Tamei? That's the third time. That if it's Achar Achar, it means if she first would check herself beyond the 1 minute time, then they say the husband is not Tamei. And on that, still Rabbi Kiva says the husband is Tamei.
How does she do the first Bedikah then, as far as because if she's waiting to get the cloth?
Meaning if she wasn't quick enough. And as it seems, they were very very firm about this, and as they wanted to make sure. So if the woman was very quick, she would do it right away. Yeah, and if she wasn't, if she would, it slipped her mind for the moment. So then she would, as soon as she was finished, I have to go get the clothes. So that would be the second time. And for those who were extra lazy, so it'll be a few minute period, a few minute to wait until she does it. So that's the third period of time. So that third time, it's Achar Achar, it's called. Rabbi Akiva says, if she finds dam, the husband's also tamei. And the Chacham say, at that point, only worry about her. Him, he's clean.
If she misses the first two opportunities totally, and then she checks on the third, is that valid? Or is that checking on the third only?
Yeah, it's still valid, right? I'm not sure. Yeah, you're asking like why would they want to do it?
No. I'm just saying. Just to make sure I understand. You said the three phases, but let's say she forgot immediately after. She forgot a minute. Mm-hmm. Or couldn't find the koach, whatever. So she's achar checks. She's an even.
Mm-hmm.
According to that, would
the husband,
only she would be
tamei,
and he would.
That's the machlokes, Rabbi Akiva Nachachamim. Rabbi Akiva says, even at that point, at that third stage, we still say the husband's tamei. And the Rabbanan say, no, they're not tamei. So we thought at first, must be that if our mission is concerned that the Kohen Gadol would have a relation with his wife and then she would find to become a nida and then he would be tamei, must be that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion, not the Chachamim. Says Rav Chista, no, because our concern is not that she may check herself at the third stage. We're worried she may check herself at phase number one or phase number two, which everyone agrees avol b'chad achar, with one afterwards, meaning just within that 1 minute period, the second phase may delay. The Chacham are made that Rabbi Akiva, they would agree with Rabbi Akiva that the husband is tamei.
Is this a tumah d'oraisa?
The fact that the husband is tamei, it's a suffix. It will be a suffix tumah d'rabbanan. Yeah.
You were just mentioning.
Certainly, it's really if you, it depends what you hold on suffix d'oraisa. If you hold the suffix d'oraisa is d'oraisa, that's what he's speaking. The Rambam holds suffix d'oraisa is midrabbanan only. There will be midrabbanan.
So the mission that you mentioned earlier from Nida, that was just to explain this checking, the three-time checking?
Rashi here just brings that Mishnah, because he wants to set up the three phases and say what point did Chacham argue. So Rav Chista is saying like this, they only argue about the last phase, so beyond the 1 minute time. But within the 1 minute, they would agree. So therefore, we could say maybe the Chachamim also agreed to this concept of separating the husband, the Kohen Gadol, from his wife. Why? Because lest he live with his wife and she check within the 1 minute, and then if she finds dam, that makes him tamei for 7 days, and that makes him invalid to do the avodah.
Is he tamei from that moment or 24 hours before?
No, he himself is tamei from that moment. He has to start counting his 7 days from then. Yeah. That's what the Gemara says. Okay? Very good. So now we know, we separate the Kohen Gadol. We have sources written on the Miluim or Har Sinai. And we also separate him from his wife, meaning that his wife can't come and visit him at the Beis HaMeidosh and the Lishkas Paredrin, for this reason, because if they live together and she may be a Nida, so we're concerned. And it's probably highly unlikely. And that is, if our whole concern, Tosfos speaks this out in Nida, if our whole concern would be that we're worried she would really be a Nida, right? So we say, 1 second, you know, maybe she just went to the mikveh, you know, 3 days ago, what are we concerned about? Yeah? So we wouldn't be concerned about such a thing. We're sort of making these very strict precautions on the in the event, maybe, but that's what we're worried about. Okay, that's what we're worried about. Okay.
If she doesn't stay with him overnight, just came to smooth or whatever, it's also permissible come to visit him, not bring him.
So that would be a maklai. According to Rashi, the way the Bnei Yeshua understands it, she can't even come to visit.
To visit at all.
Yeah.
Because
we're worried that he may be tempted to live with her. And according to Tosfos, it sounds like, no, the only concern was if they actually have...
Stay together.
Yeah.
Does this law apply if his wife had a hysterectomy or was...
Ah, very good. Very good. So, Rabbi Kivager...
No.
Yeah, no insult to you, was not a doctor, but yet asked the same question. Okay? He says, well, what if you have a woman who is pregnant?
Well,
Right. So obviously she's not. There's no concern, right? Or what if you have a woman who is already post-menopause, right? Musulek is dam. She's not seeing any dam.
A woman who's pregnant still have still be dam.
Okay, maybe Mubaris, yeah. But he says a case of Musulek is dam, or a case of a woman actually who just gave birth, he asks. So it's dam toyar. So even any dam, we wouldn't consider it tummy. Says Rabbi Kiveger, loy plug. We made no distinction. Now they made this takana. They said every kohen gadol, we're not going to just, you know, take his resume. Sorry, where's your wife holding the loy plug? They made this takana. The kohen gadol has to be separated from his wife. Good. Let's move on. Omer Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says like this: Shma mina. From here, we could see, we could derive from this following gemara we just learned the following halacha: Boyel nida, einay kenida. That the man who is boyel anida, even though he becomes tummy for 7 days, yet is not in the same status halakhically as an actual nida. What's the difference? V'tevel bayoyim. In other words, we know there's a halacha that anida, and this is relevant even today as well, anida who has to go for 7 days may not be tevel in the daytime. The reason why she can't be tevel in the daytime, because we're worried if she's tevel in the, let's say, in the seventh day, so we're worried she may come home early, before nightfall, and have relations with her husband, and then if she becomes to have, that she sees the dam, still before nightfall, comes out that those 7 days are negated, and comes out she's still anida, and that means he was boyel anida. So therefore there's an iser for a nida to be tevel in during the day. Well, then you can ask, well, what about the 8th day? She already went all 7 days and now it's the 8th day. Could she go during the day on the 8th day? So there's a different, the Gemara says that's the problem of srach bita. We're worried that she may have a daughter who sees her going during the day and says, hey, my mother went to the mikveh during the day, maybe I could also go during the day, and she'll go on the 7th day and that'll be the same problem. No, it's not a mitzvah, it's a gezeira. It's a gezeira just for the mother and the daughter. That's why there's one exception by a kala. By a kala, these two concerns. Number one, a kala is not, doesn't have a daughter, so that never went into the gezeira of that her daughter may learn the wrong halacha.
Huh? Kala could have a daughter.
Yeah. That's, it could be, that would be different in that case. Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
That's not what you were talking about.
Right. And the other concern is a kala. They're not living together, so it's also, there's no concern about that until the end. There are under great there are certain situations. You know, there are cases where Moshe has chubis about that. Let's say up in the Catskill Mountains. You know, if you have, let's say, a woman had to go to the mikveh, let's say Friday night. And there's no mikveh within the vicinity. You know, she can't walk Friday night to a mikveh. It's not practical. It's not safe. So he gave certain heterim to go during the day, and then she doesn't come back until to her husband's house till the nightfall. Things like that. But that was the halacha that anida cannot be tevel. She can't go to the mikveh during the day. It would seem from here, says Reb Zeira, that a boyel nida is ena kenida, that the husband in this case, even if he's boyel nida, becomes tummy for 7 days, is not like an nida, but tevel by yom, he is allowed to go to the mikveh that night. Why? Di amri boyel nida kenida, because if you're going to say that the husband who's boyel nida is like an nida that herself, so emas tovel, when is he going to have to go to the mikveh after 7 days, belelya, at night, like anida. He has to wait 7 days and then go to the mikveh at night. Okay, let's give an example here. Let's say Yom HaKippurim falls out on Shabbos, right? When does the Kohen Gadol come to the Lishkas Parhedrin? 7 days before that. Right?
Something, right? Sunday. Meaning right away after
him? He has to come 7 days before. He has to go to, when is 7 days before that? The previous Shabbos. Right? Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then the next day is Yom Kippur. Right. So he's coming the previous Shabbos. Now, what happens if he had relations with his wife the day before he comes to the Beis HaMikdash on Friday, right? So what's going to happen? Now we find she's a nida. When does he have to go to the mikveh?
Friday
night, which is Yom HaKippurim. Right? The problem is that after he goes to the mikveh, he has to have what's called Herev Shemesh. You have to have the sun set. So if he first goes to the mikveh Friday night, the next day he has to wait till Shkia. At that point, Yom HaKippurim is over. So as we have to get him going to the mikveh before that. So says Reb Zeira, must be that a boil nida is allowed to go during the day. So when will he go? So even if he lived with his wife last Friday night even, so he has Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He'll go that Friday during the day. Then Shkia will go. That's Yom HaKippurim. And the next day he can serve as the Kohen Gadol for Yom HaKippurim. So again, the Gemara says like this. He does not have the same halachas as anida, and he could be tevel bayayim. If you say he has the exact same halachas as anida, so emas tevel, when does he have to immerse? Belelia, at night. So then lamacha, the next day, Yom HaKippurim, which is the day after the 7th, heichi ovid avoida. How could he do the avoida? V'haboy herev ha-shemesh. He needs the sun to set. Right, Ubo Hashemesh v'tar, the pasuk says he needs the sun to set, so that's not going to work. Elalav shmamino boil nida enikanida. So this Reb Zeira holds that a boil nida, even though he's tamei for 7 days, the one difference in him and the nida is what? The nida has to immerse.
Gotta wait until the night.
The night of the 7th, after 7 days, and the boil nida, the husband can be tevel already
7 days during the day
on day number 7. Good. Rav Simi min Arda Omar, no, I would say afilu tema boil nida kanida. Even if you say he has the same halachas and he has to wait 7 days, and only after 7 days he could be tevel. You know why it's still okay? You actually don't wait till nightfall when you separate him for 7 days, but actually, let's say Yom Kippur is Shabbos, so he needs 7 days. Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, full 7 days. But you, the Friday before also, before Shkia, you bring him. Why? For an hour before Shkia. So just in case he had lived with his wife and she's found to be anida, we right away say, listen. You'll have time next Friday afternoon to go to the mikveh before. Actually, you'll have Thursday night to go to the mikveh, and then you'll have the Harish Shemesh Thursday night. But Friday he'll be already good to go, right? Because if you count Fridays, and you have Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday is day number 7, and he goes to the mikveh.
He's separating a day earlier, according to
this. Right. So why is it called 7 days you separate? So Rashi says, even though it's 8 days, but it's such a small amount of that extra day, they called it 7 days. It's like 7 days plus an hour. That's what the Gemara says.
So he's going to, that's right away after Rosh Hashanah, you have to suffer from his wife.
Very good. 7 days before Yom HaKippurim is what day?
Sam Gedalia,
Gimel Tishrei, right? If Sam Gedalia was on Gimel Tishrei, you know that's not so clear.
Yeah, because sometimes
could be it was second day Rosh Hashanah, but they pushed it off. Okay.
Sam Gedalia didn't happen yet.
Huh? Gimel Tishrei.
Second temple.
Sam Gedalia was in the first temple, but still, Gimel Tishrei is the day, right? Now, if according to this opinion, he has to actually go an hour before, on the day before, what's the day before Gimel Tishrei?
Second day
Rosh Hashanah. So basically, according to Rasim Min Adah, on the second day Rosh Hashanah already, right before Shkia, the Kohen Gadol is already going to the Kirs Parhedrin.
Yeah.
That's what comes out.
But okay? They don't pass him like that.
Well, let's see, the Gemara's going to have a question. Says the Gemara question again. So according to Reb Zeira, the Boyal Nida could be Tevel by Yoim. But according to Rav Simi Ben Arda, Boyal Nida has to be Tevel at night. Meisvei, the Gemara has a question from a Braisa. It says, Kol Chayovei Tevilois, all those who are Chayev to immerse, Tfilas and Bayayim can do it during the day. However, Nida, V'yayledes, a Nida, or someone who just gave birth, Tfilas and Balayla, they have to be Tevil at night. So you see Nida in, Bayal Nida Loi. You see it's only, in that Bryce is only a Nida. It seems to indicate that a Bayal Nida, the husband, is to do it during the day. Says the Gemara of Simi, we say no. Nida v'chol da'asi mirubuya. It means a Nida, and everyone who comes as part of her needing to go to the mikveh is included in that. Fine. Another question. Meisvei, it says a balkeri, the halach of a balkeri is kemaga sheretz. In other words, the tumah of a balkeri, a man who has an emission, is kemaga sheretz. His status of tumah is as if the same as someone who touches a sheretz, one of the shmeina shrotzim, which the halacha is, he's tamei for a day, and he goes to the mikveh that day.
Night or?
No, he goes during the day. He's a tful yoim. He goes to mikveh that day, waits till night, and he's kosher. And a boyal nida is ketamei meis. Now, halach of someone who's boyal nida is the status of someone who's tamei meis. If someone touches a dead person, how long is he tamei for?
7 days.
So the Gemara says, my lav latvila. Doesn't this halacha tell me that it's even for the din of tevila? Now, the din of tevila for a tamei meis, when could he go to the mikveh?
During the day.
Going during the day. Well, how do you know that?
We did.
Huh?
How do you know that someone who's tamei meis could go to the mikveh during the day?
We went to first mission.
Because we just said before, all chayve tefillas go during the day, right? And only a nida and a yelez go at night. Good. So the Gemara says, "Loi." What the halach is telling me is that they're comparable in terms of l'tumasim. The tum is the same, meaning a baal keri is the same as a maga sheres. Someone who touches a sheres, he's tummy for 1 day, and a boil nida is tummy for 7 days, like a tummy mace. However, concerning their tevila, that's we're not talking about that. This the brisa. So the Gemara says tumasan. I need a brisa to tell me of how tummy they are. How could that be? Behed yiksibu. I have a pasuk for each. Hi tumas shivik sivbe. Behi tumas shivik sivbe. It says that someone who is a boy will need this tummy for 7 days, and if someone who is tummy amaze, he's tummy for 7 days. So I don't need that special brisa to tell me. By the way, they have the same din as far as tumah. That the pasuk tells me. The Torah tells me that. Elalah must be. It's telling me l'tvila son. Must be. It's teaching me that concerning their tvila, that a bayal nida, the husband in this case, could be tabled during the day like a tummy mace. Again, a question on Rav Simi, who seems to say that the din of the bayal nida is the same as the nida, and he can only be tabled at night. Says the Gemara, I can tell la'olam the tumasan. Really, the comparison here is for the tumah. But Sefer is Shrichalei. You want to know why the Braisa has to tell me a halacha which seems to say explicit in the Torah? We need this for the Sefer of that Braisa. What does the Sefer say? That a Boyal Nida is the same as a Tamei Meis. Ela, except for the fact Shechomer Mimenu Boyal Nida, that actually a Boyal Nida, the husband who had lived with his wife and now she's found to be a Nida, he's Tamei to the extent Shemetame Mishkov Umoishov Bituma Kala Latame Eichlun Umashkin. Now that's a mouthful, so let's explain what that means. The halacha is that someone who touches a dead body is Tamei. If he sits on a bed and he touches the bed,
the bed's
tummy. What if he sits, there's a stack of chairs over there. Like, let's say he sits on the top chair of a stack of 10 chairs. The top one that he's touching is tummy. The other 9, they're untouched. But someone who is a bayal nida, if he sits on the top of a stack of chairs, not only is the top one that he's touching tummy, all of them are tummy. Now, what status of tumah? Not that if a person touches one of those chairs, he's tameh, but if food or drink touches one of those chairs, they become tameh. And as we know, tumah transfers over. So we're saying that a boyal nida is tameh like a tameh mace. However, the boyal nida has an extra stringency to it, that if it sits on the top mattress of 10 mattresses, all of them are tameh, and a tameh mace, only the one he's touching. So that's what this means. It's metame mishkov umayshov. It's metame all of the things that he's sitting on betuma kala with a lighter tuma. In other words, letame oichlin umashkin.
So what about the tvila?
Oh, so Reb Simi will still say, but as far as tefillah, same as the nida.
So
now we're going to see. Huh?
So it's only
at night. That's Reb Simi. Now we're going to have a question on him. Toshima the Tony Reb Chia, Hazov v'Hazova v'Hametzera v'Hametzeras. Uboy el nida v'Tamei Meis. All of these six various types of tumah. The zov, someone who has the male who has emissions. V'Hazova, and the woman who sees dam. V'Hametzera v'Hametzeras. A man or a woman who's a Metzera. Uboy el nida. That's our case. And a Tamei Meis. Tfilosan bayoyim. When could they be tevel? In the day. Need the v'yoledes to be lost by Laila to Yuvta. This is now a question on Rav Simi. So Rav Simi wanted to say that really a boil nida has all the din of a nida and has to go at night. And here you see that we have a beferish b'raisa, so we have an explicit b'raisa that tells us a boil nida could go during the day. And this was really Rav Zera's opinion before, that the boil nida, this concern we had about the Kohen Gadol being separated for 7 days, because otherwise he'll have to wait 7 days, he would be able to be tabled during the day, but he'd still be tummy for 7 days, and therefore we separate him for 7 days. Okay? Good. Let's go a little further. An interesting Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Va'ad sha'atam afrisha mitumas beisai. In other words, before you're concerned about separating from his wife because he may become tamei if she's a suffolk nida, why not hifrishu mitumas ameis? Why aren't you worried that, you know, we better get him away from society? We better get him away from people, as Rashi explains. Don't have people coming in and out of it because maybe one of them is going to drop dead, and he's going to be in the same room as a dead person, and he's going to be tamei meis. Boom, 7 days, he's tamei. So why don't we make sure that nobody, you know, they'll slip the food into him, right? And he should never be in this room together with another person, lest the person die, and he'll be a tamei meis.
Well, if you tell us you're able to get herself by the second and third wife,
oh, very good, very good. So that's one of the Gemara's teretzim, right? I believe it was even the first year when we started the Mishnah, we mentioned that the Chacham say that Misa's lo shchicha. So that's one teretz. First teretz is like this: Omer av tachlifa avua deravuna bishmei derava zoi semeres. This is a halacha that we learned. Tumas hameis hutra hi betzibur. Now this is something we're going to have to get into next week, Beis Hashem, a discussion about hutra udhuya. We'll just start it now. He says, Tumas Hameis Hutra Hi Betzibur. You know why we're not concerned that maybe the Kohen Gadol will become Tamei Meis? In other words, maybe a person will die in the same room that he is and he's Tamei Meis? Because even if the Kohen Gadol is Tamei from a dead person, he's allowed to do the Avodah.
Hello?
Allowed to do the Avodah. Hutra, Tumas Hameis Hutra Hi Betzibur. It's permissible when you're dealing with a Korban Tzibur, and all of Yom HaKippurim are considered Korban Tzibur because it's all on behalf of the Klal, even the ones that are personal Kohen Gadol Karbanis, but then for the still that's been ordered for him to be able to do the Avodah, that's all Hutra. When you see the difference between Hutra, that means that it's absolutely permissible, or is it Dechuya, meaning from the Lashon of Dechuy, push away. In other words, it's sort of more B'dievet. We'll see that difference. That's the first Teres. Ravina Omar, Afilu Teimu Tumas Ameis, Dechuya Hi Betzibur. Even if you want to say that the fact that he's Tamei Meis is only, it's, we can get around it, so that we'll push him in and allow him to do that, but it's not like a tchila. But tumas ameis lo shchicha, tumas beis lo shchicha. It's much more, it's more of a common concern that his wife may become a suffolk nida, and that's why we separated from his wife. It's not such a concern to us. It's that every person that walks into the room is concerned he might drop dead, that we should say he should seclude himself from every other person. So that's what the Gemara concludes. That's why the whole thing is mibesai and not from other people. Next week, Mishnah, we'll go into this idea of is hutra or dechuya.